Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Ray Sheehan. He's event organizer of the inaugural All-Star Craft Beer and Wine Festival taking place at Citizens Bank Park on Saturday, May 20th. I understand this is one of the biggest craft beer festivals in the area. How many people?
Yeah, we're expecting 11,000 people. So when you're talking an event that big, you better have an amazing venue. And what better place than Citizens Bank Park?
Okay, so what is the idea behind the Craft Beer and Wine Festival? How did it come to be?
Yeah, so we wanted to do an event that a consumer could really come out and get intimate with all these amazing brands. These are local brands. These are national brands. These are international brands. This is craft beer, wine, and craft cocktails. And what a better backdrop than Citizens Bank Park.
So it's inside Citizens Bank Park. Explain the setup.
Yeah, so basically the consumers will show up that day. It's free parking. They will walk through the gate and then they'll get their credentials. They'll get a map. They'll get a tasting mug. And then they'll be able to walk around the whole concourse level of Citizens Bank Park and experience all these amazing brands. There'll be some food there as well. And then if they want to run the bases or take a selfie in the dugout with the Philly Fanatic, all of that is at their disposal.
So sports and beer.
It's like a one-stop shop. It's like beer, wine, food. And then if you love sports, you'll be able to experience the ballpark like you've really never seen it before.
So how much does it cost and what do you get for a ticket?
Yeah, so basically if your VIP is sold out, so right now it's just general admission. Tickets are $45 and basically it's unlimited samples. So imagine going to Citizens Bank Park and seeing over 200 brands and you can sample as much as you like. Not only will you be able to sample all these brands, every ticket holder will also get two free Phillies tickets.
Really?
A lot of value there.
All right. So it's if a ticket is like $10 and plus three drinks, you're good. Like three or four drinks.
Yeah. I mean, there's sample sizes.
Getting your value.
Yeah. This is definitely a value-driven event.
All right. Your sample sizes. How many brewers?
Yeah. So that's a good question. So you'll probably have, let's call 200 different brands. And that would consist of craft beer. That would consist of wine. And then you have craft cocktails. And then in each brand, like Victory or Yards, they have multiple brands within their portfolio. So you're going to have well over 200 brands. We'll literally have something for everyone.
Okay, so why do you want to take on a project this big? 11,000 is a lot. And can you handle it? Because I have interviewed people, I won't mention any names, that we've talked about their big event and it didn't really work out that great.
Yeah, so we've been around since 2000. So not to say that we're experts, but we've been doing this for 17 years and we've graduated to this. We've started out with...
You mean we is...
We, upcomingevents.com. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a bunch of guys that love beer and decided to throw a party at Citizens Bank Park. We've been doing this for 17 years and each year we've graduated. And if you want to do an event of 11,000 people, there's only certain venues in the city that can really handle that type of crowd, so to speak. So this is something that we've been working on for a number of years.
Explain the logistics that has to go into organizing, knowing that you're expecting 11,000 people. What do you need to understand when you're organizing the event?
Timing is everything. I mean, you really need to develop a plan. So we've been planning this since last year, and it's really, there's the pre-planning, there's the marketing, there's the event logistics, there's consumer experience, there's the vendors, there's the sponsors. We have a whole team, an army of people that are working on this event. And then we have all of our volunteers. So this event goes towards two amazing organizations, which is the Barkham Foundation and the FOP, which are sending volunteers. So this has been going on for months to ensure that we produce nothing short of a world-class event.
You don't want to run out of stuff. You don't want to run out of drinks and food.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No, you're good. You're good. So when you go through the vendors, what do you have to ask them? Like, do you have enough food? Do you have enough drink?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a science behind this. So you know that if you're going to sell X number of tickets, you kind of go through an exercise of, okay, how many of those consumers are going to drink craft beer? How many of those are interested in wine? So when they go through the ticketing process, we ask them what they're interested in. So based off of that data, we'll then go to our providers, the brands, and we kind of work out a metrics of knowing X number of people, those X number of people are interested in these different types of like brands, you need to bring in X number of products.
at least.
So we have a little science behind it, yes.
It's like RSVPing to a big party, a big giant party. Tell me about the charitable foundations that you're donating to.
Yeah, so you have the Barkham Foundation. Basically, they do Healing Hearts. They're a local organization that just basically helps unfortunate families in the Delaware Valley. There's nothing better than going out and having a good time while doing good. So a portion of the proceeds will support the FOP and the Barkham Foundation.
I love it when organizations donate, but I also want to know your motivation behind donating.
I feel like it's our duty. If you're doing these community events, it's our job to really give back to the community. So it's something that it's near and dear to my heart. Obviously, we're able to do these amazing things. We go out, it's a fun event, there's food and there's drink, but there's a lot of people out there that might not be able to experience these types of things. So it's our job as an event coordinator or promoter to make sure that we give back to the community so people that aren't as fortunate can experience these types of things.
Does upcoming events generally donate to organizations, charitable organizations all the time?
Every single event that we do, we donate. Barkham Foundation is just an organization that just is awesome to work with. And then the FOP, think about it. Police, they've gotten a bad rap these past few years, but I think the men and women that are out there protecting us, they have a really hard job. So it's our way of just giving back, of saying thank you for your service.
They must love it. They must really be so thankful when you're donating to them.
It helps. You know, a lot of them, you know, they have a job where it's hard, and they put themselves out there to have an organization that comes to the table to help them out and to support some of the families that aren't as fortunate. Yeah, I think they really do appreciate that.
All right, let's talk about the food.
Yes.
Who's offering food? What can we eat? Because you can't just drink. Even the how many hundreds of samples, you can't just drink.
Yeah, so everyone knows. You go down to Citizens Bank Park, there are some amazing vendors down there. So they will have all their concessions open. The Tony Luke's, the Chickie and Pete's, all those amazing vendors will be there. And then you have all these local companies that will be there. The Cupcake Girl, the guy that's doing pretzel bites, the bacon person, all those kind of like very unique vendors will also be there as well.
Is it all included in the ticket price?
So there will be some small samples, but if you wanted to order a cheesesteak, that would be above and beyond your ticket.
Explain what the ticket includes.
Free parking. Once you walk through the gate, you will get your credentials. So you'll get a map, you'll get a mug, and then you'll also get two free Phillies tickets. In addition to that, you will have unlimited samples throughout all of Citizens Bank Park. Again, that's the craft beer, that's the wine, and that's the craft cocktails.
How many samples are there to choose from?
Hundreds, really. There's going to be a lot. We won't have a final list until the day of the event, but as of right now, you're looking at 200 brands, and then most of them, so let's say you're a wine purveyor. You're not just going to bring one, you're going to bring maybe a red.
Three or four.
Yeah, you're going to bring a handful of different wines or brands that make up your portfolio.
So a couple hundred tastings.
Yeah, like I said, no matter what you're into, if you're into whiskey or maybe you're a bourbon or maybe you like a Chardonnay or you like an IPA, whatever you're into, this event is going to have it.
And you mentioned they're also having cocktails, so they're going to take some of their product and mix them?
Yeah, so they'll make some craft cocktails as well. So you'll have the wine, you'll have craft cocktails, you'll have beer, you'll literally have everything and anything.
Does that also include food?
There will be small samples of food there. So you'll have these little vendors there. But again, if you wanted to order a full slice of pizza, yes, there will be food there, but that will not be included in the ticket. But if you wanted to sample, let's say, some jams or some bacon, yes, that will be there for a small sample.
What would you like people to get out of this event?
What I would love for them to come down to Citizens Bank Park and really experience the ballpark like they never have. Generally, when you go there, you rush to the stadium, you rush to concessions, you might go to the bathroom, then you rush to your seat, and all the attention is on the field. This is reverse. The attention, the excitement is actually happening off the field. So for me, it's like I really want people to experience the ballpark like they've never seen before. And then I want them to get intimate with all these amazing brands that make up Pennsylvania. So you're going to have all these local purveyors there that make up wine or the craft cocktail or all the different beers.
So tell me about that. We're talking local. Is this all brands from the state or Philadelphia area? How local are we talking?
It really is everywhere. But then you're going to have local brands like Stateside Vodka. You're going to have Victory Brewing. You're going to have Yards Brewing. You're going to have a lot of brands that you might have seen, and now you'll be able to like, wow, I've seen that brand before. Let me try it. And that's the great thing. Let's face it, a lot of these craft beers are expensive. So this gives you an opportunity to go out and taste some different brands that you've thought about, like, I might want to buy that, but it's X number of dollars. This gives you an opportunity to walk around, taste all these different brands. So the next time you're at your state store or the next time you're at your package goods store, you can think about, like, oh, I tried that brand and I really loved it.
Who is this geared towards?
This is really geared towards anyone that loves craft beer, wine, craft cocktails, foodie-centric, is 21 and over, young, active adult, enjoys a good time, There's going to be entertainment there. So we have DJs and bands. So it really speaks to everyone. I couldn't say it's, you know, it, I don't want to alienate anyone because this event truly has something for everyone.
What does an event with 11,000 people look like? I'm thinking of a baseball game.
You know what it is? It just creates such energy. There's a vibe that you just can't, there's a lot of these festivals, and you can go to the Philadelphia Convention Center, which the convention center, it's a beautiful facility, but it's a four-wall venue. You go to Citizens Bank Park, and you have 11,000 people there with being outside and having the entertainment and all these brands. It's just different. There's nothing like it out there, really.
Now, you mentioned people will be able to go down and run the bases.
Yes.
Are you going to have vendors down on the field, or that's just open for people to kind of enjoy and hang out?
So the Phillies are very protective of their baseball field. So okay. We are allowed to walk the bases. We're allowed to take a selfie in the dugout. Other than that, that field is like off limits.
You can't have a picnic on the green.
No. They're very territorial. But you think about the Phillies. Think about Citizens Bank Park. That field is amazing. They do a great job. And they want to make sure they keep it that way. So you will have access to the bases, to run the bases, which is kind of fun. And you can get into the dugout if you've never been there before. And you can take a picture with the Philly Fanatic or take a picture with the 2008 World Series trophy. But yes, the grass is off limits.
Okay. What gets you excited about this event?
Oh, wow. There's so many different things. For starters, it's in Citizens Bank Park. So it's
You're just, a big sports fan.
I do. I love Philadelphia. I'm passionate about our sports teams. I love the Phillies, the Eagles, the Flyers, the Sixers. So I'm a 100% 4-for-4 type guy. So to do an event at a venue like Citizens Bank Park really gets me excited. One thing I love about this event is just how unique it is. There's so many different brands there, and you're going to walk around Citizens Bank Park and you're going to hear music and you're going to hear live music. You're going to hear a DJ and you're going to see a lot of things that you've never seen before. And to me, that's different. And that's really what our job is as an event organizer and as a promoter, is really to expose the consumer to something that they've never seen before.
How do you get tickets? And so what's your website?
Yes. So if you want tickets, go to ballparkfestival.com.
Now, you talked about this event. It takes about a year to plan. So have you already started planning for next year, or is that coming soon?
So we can't technically plan for next year until the Phillies release their schedule. So from a logistics standpoint, yes, absolutely. But from a date perspective, we can't plan anything until the Phillies release their schedule.
But you do plan on doing this annually?
Absolutely. I mean, the event is performing very well from a ticket perspective, and we definitely want to bring this event back right now. Crawl, walk, run. We need to make sure we knock the cover off the ball with this event. But yeah, we definitely want to bring this back in 2018.
What is the hallmark of a really successful event?
For me, it's all about the consumer and making sure when they get out of the car, they don't have to wait in line. So you need to be staffed. You need to be prepared.
So you have to have enough vendors and you have to have enough staff directing people.
Yeah. So it's planning, staff, vendors, and experience. You really, really need to know what you're doing. So we have 17 years of experience of doing events. Not to say that we're experts, but for doing this for 17 years, you've obviously learned a lot. So those would be the three key points, I would say.
What's the most challenging part about getting this all off the ground?
There's a lot of things that are out of your control. You're waiting on answers from a security perspective, or you're dealing with the city, or you're waiting to hear back from some of your vendors. So you can't control everything. So for me, the biggest challenging thing is managing that and just following through of all the little details with an event. There's a lot of details.
All right. Ray Sheehan is event organizer of the inaugural All-Star Craft Beer and Wine Festival taking place on Saturday, May 20th at Citizens Bank Park. What time?
Yeah, so the gates open at 2 p.m. for VIP. General admission is 3 o'clock, and the event goes until 7. And then we have an after party at McFadden's at the ballpark that kicks off right after the event at 7 o'clock.
And once again, the website is?
Yeah, go to ballparkfestival.com.
All right. Ray Sheehan, thank you so much. Good luck on your 11,000-person event.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.